Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. With the 16th legislature barely underway, the Assembly is already the scene of controversy. In his inaugural speech, senior National Rally MP José González has brought up the topic of Algeria, provoking anger among NUPES representatives. Mathilde Panot, member for La France Insoumise, has accused the far-right party of glorifying colonisation. The first session at the Palais Bourbon was the first with newly elected Yael Braun-Pivet at the helm, the first time a woman has held this role. The spread of the coronavirus across France is on the rise again. Almost 150,000 cases were recorded yesterday by the health authorities. This is an increase of 54% in a week, making it at its highest since April. Hospitalizations as a result of the virus are also on the rise. The 27 EU member states have approved the end of traditional petrol engines by 2035. New cars will have to be 100% electric. This measure has been introduced to contribute to climate change objectives, in particular to reaching carbon neutrality by 2050. After more than 9 months of court hearings, the verdict in the trial of the attacks of November the 13th is due this evening. A total of 14 defendants have been on trial. The prosecution for anti-terrorism has demanded life imprisonment for four of the defendants, as well as a non-reducible life imprisonment for Salah Abdesalam. Another gun-related tragedy has taken place in the United States, where an 8-year-old child who was playing with his father's gun killed a 1-year-old baby. Another child was also injured. The incident took place in a Florida motel. The father of the child has been arrested and charged with culpable negligence, illegal possession of firearms, and concealment of evidence. In the United States, there are an estimated 350 unintentional deaths of children a year, directly attributed to guns. And finally to tennis at Wimbledon, with a big win for Harmony Tan. The French woman eliminated Serena Williams in the first round of the tournament, with a victory in three sets. Richard Gasquet, Hugo Gaston and Alizé Cornet are also through. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.